Well, just a year ago, you know, we had a place. It was small, but it was clean and safe. And that was all the rent that we could pay. Both working full time at minimum wage. But Sarah got sick and she lost a job. We got no insurance to pay those costs. Yeah, everything we had, well, it was lost. Our rent money gone. And before long, so was our place. So now we're living inside his tent, organizing our lives on this patch of cement. All over this town there are places to rent, but they ain't for us no matter how hard we try. It's luxurious stuff with rent that's too goddamn high. Yeah, the rents are too high. Man, are way, way too high. We took to the shelters to get out the weather, but they said the couples could not stay together. Sent to different parts of the old rec center. Man, I just couldn't feel. It seemed so unreal. Well, it was crowded light and it was pretty rough, and no space there where we could store our stuff. 2 weeks, no sleep, and feeling like it's just too much. And we would get up at dawn to find the only bus gone that could have got us to work. So now we're living inside of this tent, organizing our lives on this patch of cement. All over this town there are places to rent, but they ain't for us no matter how hard we try. It's luxurious stuff with rent that's too goddamn high. Yeah, the rents are too high. Got a tent and found a spot next to a park with other folks who are just like us, who are working hard. Cooks, clerks, and cleaners, yeah, this is their yard. We got veterans all around. You know they sleep on the ground, they just sleep on the ground. But forces now are coming to tear down our tents. They clean up by order of the government. Don't want no one to see us, cause we can't make rent. And did you ever wonder why wage workers can't get by? Cause man, I'm telling you, they try, but...